Hi, I'm Evie. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Evie, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of 21st Century Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet and give you a hint later in the show. So what's new? No, really, what's new? We've listened to a lot of very old music on this program, a lot of work from composers that lived 200 or 300 years ago. But this week on Kids Commute, it's 21st Century Week. In today's music, you know what's not new? Cyberbullying is not new. I mean, it's relatively new because the internet is relatively new, but people leaving angry comments without their names on them, well, that's been going on for a really long time. Enter today's music by American composer Stacy Garup. She wrote a whole bunch of vocal selections based on a newspaper column written by Eleanor Roosevelt in the 1940s. Eleanor Roosevelt was President Franklin Roosevelt's wife, so she was First Lady of the United States from 1933 to 1945, and she wrote this column called My Day. Well, in Eleanor's day, she would get a lot of cranky letters without people's names on them, and one day she wrote a column about getting just the opposite. And we'll get to that in a minute, but first we should talk about what is new in this music. Well, in this composition, and in a lot of 21st century compositions, we aren't, for our purposes this week, listening necessarily for a melody that you can hum along to or tap your toes to. What we're looking for here is what composer Stacy Garup does. She kind of follows Eleanor Roosevelt's thought process. So instead of a song with a beginning and a middle and an end, we're kind of following her thoughts, musically speaking. Here's a little bit of what that sounds like.
I can hardly believe it, but I have received an anonymous letter which says no.
So you see how the music kind of meanders around? Well, it meanders around kind of like Eleanor Roosevelt's thinking as she sings this song. And listen for places in the music where her voice goes up that might show surprise or an extra happy kind of moment. Here's the original text that is in this music. She says, "I can hardly believe it, but I have received an anonymous letter which says nothing but pleasant things. That has never happened to me before." Both the letter and the verse accompanying it are very kindly meant and certainly help to do the thing the writer wished to do. She says, even Mrs. Roosevelt must need morale lifting, too. By the way, morale lifting means cheering up. So here's Eleanor Roosevelt being cheered up by an anonymous letter. Music by Stacy Garup.
Westbrook, Connecticut, October 30th, 1944. I can hardly believe it, but I have received an anonymous letter which says no. But
That was Stacey Garup from In Eleanor's Words, An Anonymous Letter, from a song cycle, which means a group of songs, based on the writings of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Now it's time to check in with our Quizlet for the week. All week long, we'll ask you this question, and if you know the answer, send us a text with your name and address and the answer, of course, to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. So the question, there's an old English nursery rhyme about 4 and 20 animals baked in a pie. What animal is the nursery rhyme about? Here's a clue. The first line of the nursery rhyme is, sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 what? Baked in a pie. What's the what? Send us the answer. We'll send you a prize pack. And if you don't know yet, don't worry. We'll give you some more hints coming up later in the week. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
In Rockin' Public Radio.